Last week on Building Northwest Indiana Radio, we started a conversation with Roman Bronson, a union journeyman electrician, as well as the Northwest Indiana coordinator for the Indiana Plan for Equal Employment. Just to recap, the Indiana Plan is a not-for-profit organization which helps to address the problem of low minority participation in the union building trades. If you didn't catch last week's conversation, it is available at www.lakeshorepublicradio.org. Roman is back here with us today in studio to continue that conversation. Roman, thank you for joining us again today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Roman, last week you talked about the application process and how to go about getting involved with the Indiana Plan and what to expect if you are accepted into an apprenticeship program. Today I wanted to start off the conversation by asking about what would prevent a candidate from succeeding in the program.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know what? That's a great question. So I would say that sometimes people want to get involved with construction do not realize that there's a real education component to it, that even though if you work hard but you cannot complete all the class assignments and you have issues with punctuality and those things, you're going to end up being removed from that program. What I would say, there's a preparedness as far as researching these apprenticeships. There's a great website that was done by the Construction Advancement Foundation, WeBuildNorthwestIndiana.com. From using that resource, you can better prepare yourself for what to expect. It's not just about going to work. There's also expectations around education, community involvement, and all these other things. I think just a general lack of research is what's going to really bomb most candidates.
You know, as a union electrician, you've been through the apprenticeship program yourself. Can you talk a little bit about the structure of an apprenticeship program? You know, how does that work? What can an applicant expect if they do get into an apprenticeship program? You know, what's kind of waiting for them once they finish that apprenticeship program?
An apprenticeship program, the easiest way that I think it makes sense for people is to say it's an internship and it's college all rolled into one, where there's a component of on-the-job training. So that means you're going to work, you're getting paid. That's part of that's the intern part. And then there's also a school component where you need to complete these various assignments and keep at least 80% in most apprenticeships. That's the college part. As you move through these various activities. So like my apprenticeship was a 5-year apprenticeship. So I need to complete 8,000 hours of on-the-job training and 2,000 hours of in-the-classroom training. And as you successfully complete these milestones, you get pay raises, more responsibility at work. There's some certifications that get passed along as well. And once you finish, you end up receiving this national accreditation. We call it being a journey person. It is recognized by DOL as well as the various union trades, and that allows you to go wherever you want to around the country to work and still command your benefits and your wages.
And as you're going through the program, does your pay scale change?
Yeah. So some of those milestones that I was talking about earlier, they correlate to higher wages. Usually with an apprenticeship, it's usually about every 6 months you get a bump up in pay. As long as you, like I said, you have satisfactory, we call them work reports, but basically they're monthly evaluations, and you maintain at least that 80%. Usually it's around 5% bump up in pay around 6 months, translate to around $2 to $3. So there's some significant income that can be garnered through an apprenticeship.
And how about benefit packages?
Yeah, so benefits, for the most part, around 3 months after you get involved in an apprenticeship, you become eligible for health insurance, and they're really good health insurance plans. I think if you was to sit down to compare it to some national, some other guys, you would see the value in it, as well as most unions, you start accruing retirement benefits right away. And these retirement benefits are paid by the contractor versus instead of it being a deduction from your paycheck, that means that your employer is paying this on your behalf.
Men and women that are interested in getting into a union construction trade, how do they go about applying? Is there a certain time frame that they're able to apply, or can they apply at any time?
Yeah. So if you are interested in getting involved with the union construction industry, the best way to get training is through an apprenticeship. And every apprenticeship is going to be a little different as far as their application periods. Some take them online. Some only take them in person. Some is only once a month. Some is quarterly. So that's where it really becomes important to do that research. And also with the Indiana plan, the way I like to think about it is that we're here to help you through that process. If you really want to get involved with the industry and you don't know how to go about doing it, the Indiana plan program is tailored to give you the information such as this. When did this particular trade take applications? What are they looking for? And what can I expect through the process?
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. Thanks again to our guest, Roman Bronson, with the Northwest Indiana Director of the Indiana Plan for Equal Employment. For more information on the Indiana Plan, please visit their website at www.indianaplan.org. And for more information about all the trades, you can visit www.webuildnwi.com.